This is the 1998 Blasey Engineering Newsletter. On behalf of Blasey Engineering, let me, Brian Blasey, say Happy New Year. There are many exciting things going on here at Blasey Engineering, and it's been about a year since our last newsletter. 1997 was the 10-year anniversary of Braille and Speak. To celebrate this, the update for 1997 was free to all Braille and Speak 640 and 2000 owners. This update features improvements in stability, year 2000 fixes for the calendar and date functions, execute an external program while it is in SuperFlash memory, spell checker now recognizes words ending in apostrophe S and an apostrophe T. The revision date for the free revision is October 1st, 1997. Users who own SuperFlash models or flash ROM models can request a disk by calling, writing an email, or downloading the update from our FTP site, blasey.com. Go to the FTP site, the /pub/bns-updates/640 for the 640 model update, or /pub/bns-updates/2000 for the 2000 model BNS update files. If you have the EEPROM version, you can send your Braille and Speak to be updated. The update is still free, but there is a $25 charge for installation and return shipping. Remember, before you send in your unit, to request an RMA number from our tech support staff. Write this RMA number on the box before shipping. For Braille and Speak EEPROM users under service contract, we can send you an exchange unit. Of course, since you will be returning merchandise to us, you will also need an RMA number, so please contact tech support to make arrangements. Double speed upgrade available. In July of 1997, we introduced a hardware upgrade to make your Braille note taker work twice as fast. If you spell check files often, do searches or find and replace operations, if you run macros or use external programs, all of these features now take half the time. Even if you don't use these features much, the unit will just act snappier with the double speed upgrade. Everyone we know who has this upgrade just loves it. The cost for the upgrade for Braille and Speak and Type and Speak users is $75, and $100 for Braille Light users. If you are under a service contract, the price is $50 for Braille and Speak and Type and Speak, and $75 for Braille Lights. The double speed hardware upgrade can be added to any unit except the Braille and Speak Classic. You must have the June 1997 revision or later. In addition, if you have a Braille and Speak 640 model, it must have the 5-cell battery and either flash ROM or super flash to receive this upgrade. Again, please call our tech support staff for an RMA number prior to returning your unit to us. In an effort to improve service and enhance efficiency, we are asking all customers to request an RMA, return merchandise authorization number, prior to shipping units or equipment to us. These include any unit coming into us for any reason, be it repair, a returned loaner unit, or an exchange. These RMA numbers will allow us to credit your account quickly or get your unit repaired and returned to you efficiently. Blasey Engineering is changing the way it delivers product. We are now using Federal Express exclusively to ship packages from our office. What does this mean to you? It means that you will receive your package in 3 days or less. This change allows for faster delivery and better handling of your packages. View in Grade 2 mode. Braille Light users, you're going to love this one. Have you ever read the help file and wished it was in Grade 2 Braille? Have you ever wished the status menu and the messages were in Grade 2? Ever wished your external programs would run showing output in Grade 2? Or that you could read a file from a PC in Grade 2 Braille? You can now with View in Grade 2 mode. Grade 2 View mode and Grade 2 messages have been added to the status menu. If you wish messages to show up in Grade 2, turn Grade 2 messages on. If you wish to see your current open file in Grade 2, simply turn on View in Grade 2 mode. It's that easy. Remember, your files are still written in computer Braille. You are just viewing them in Grade 2 Braille on the Braille display. If you wish to edit a file while viewing in Grade 2, it is necessary to turn the View in Grade 2 mode option off. This is primarily meant for reading your files. Imagine being able to use VTerm to access the internet in Braille. It is now possible with this feature. Imagine being handed a disk with a 10-page document for your review and wanting to review it in Grade 2 Braille. Now this happens instantly on your Braille Lite. The 1997 update is also available for the Type and Speak and Braille Lite products. Although these updates are not free, as they are for the Braille and Speak, they are vast improvements over the 1996 revisions. Just contact us to make arrangements for disks and documentation to be sent to you. Of course, if you are under service contract, these are free. Otherwise, the Type and Speak update is $50 and the Braille Lite update is $75. We are about to release the last of the 1997 revisions. In addition to stability improvements, the scientific calculator accuracy improvements, the ability to run external programs stored in Flash, the changes for the year 2000 in the calendar and date functions, and improvements to the spell checker and calendar and date functions, and the improvements to the spell checker's ability to handle words with apostrophes, the last revision will give the calculator the ability to do arithmetic with fractions. As an example, right now, if you add 1/2 plus 3/4, your calculator will give you the answer of 1.25. The new calculator will give you the choice of getting the answer as either 1.25 or 1 1/4. Braille Lite drivers. Using your Braille Lite as the Braille display for your computer. Blazy Engineering now has available software drivers which allow the use of a Braille Lite 40 or Braille Lite 18 as the Braille display in conjunction with JAWS and JAWS for Windows version 3.0. This is exciting news. These drivers are free and you can obtain them by request or by downloading them from our FTP site at blazy.com. The file name is jfw3blt.zip and is found in the /pub/utils directory. This driver is for Braille only. If you wish to use speech, you're going to need another synthesizer on your PC. With this driver, you use the keys on the Braille Lite, the cursor routing buttons, and the advanced bars to navigate the screen in Braille. You also have the choice of using the Braille Lite keys to give the PC commands and to type text into documents. You can even choose to type in Grade 2 Braille if you desire. JAWS for Windows is a wonderful product, and we are pleased to have this driver working. What if you are using another screen reader other than JAWS? You can still use the Braille Lite 40 or Braille Lite 18 with these products using an external program named NavM. With NavM running in your Braille Lite, you can use your Braille Lite with just about any program that supports Navigator or Power Braille displays. As an example, if you are using Arkenstone's Open Book, execute the program NavM in your Braille Lite and run Open Book as if you were hooked to a Navigator or Power Braille. This program is available free from us by request or by download from our FTP site at blazy.com. You can find the file navm.zip in the directory /pub/utils. New faces and voices at Blazy Engineering. We've added some new personnel in our service and sales staff. Donna Swan is our new receptionist. Corinne Roach is our new office manager. Cheryl Nelson now handles order processing for the distributors and is my assistant. Mary Rasp and Connie Garrity handle the large amount of paperwork and boxes which go through our service department. We have created a new position at Blazy Engineering solely for the purpose of helping customers keep updated on the status of their service contracts. If you have any questions concerning your existing service contract, or if you would like to initiate a new contract, please contact Marge Plitt. She'll be happy to answer any questions for you. And last but certainly not least is Sean DeJernis in technical support. Sean comes to us from Nebraska and is a welcome addition to our technical support staff. Also in technical support, another improvement. We have expanded our technical support hours. Blazy Engineering now has technical support available from the hours of 8 a.m. Eastern Time to 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Our after-hours technical support is handled by Fred Gassoni, our Blazy Engineering list servers. Blazy Engineering has two list serves that we make available to our customers: our support list and our announcement list. Our support list and announcement internet mailing lists are going strong. If you have internet access and would like to receive up-to-the-minute announcements from us, subscribe to our announce mailing list. If you would like to participate in friendly discussions about the future of Blazy products, or if you'd like a place to ask questions, subscribe to our support list. To subscribe to either of these lists, send an email to listpros@blazy.com. That is listproc@blazie.com. Leave the subject line blank. This is very important. Then, in the body of the letter, just type one line as follows: subscribe, then the name of the list, either announce, A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E, or support list, S-U-P-P-O-R-T-L-I-S-T, and then your first name and last name. It is important to remember the dash in the name support list. After sending this message, you will receive a confirmation notice from our computers and you will be subscribed. It is that easy. Give it a try. We would love to chat with you. Dean Blazy and both of our technical support people frequent the support list daily. When cruising the World Wide Web, be sure to stop and see us at www.blazy.com. Our web page is undergoing some improvements. As with most web pages, we are constantly upgrading our web page in an effort to bring more timely information to you, the customer. We will soon be releasing the latest version of VTerm, Blazy's Internet Access Program. VTerm costs $49, but this newest version will be free for those who have already purchased VTerm. This new version includes a dialing directory, XY modem and Kermit protocol uploads and downloads, screen capture and session logging functions, grade 2 input mode, changes in voice pitch to indicate highlighted and boldface text, built-in help menus. This version will be 1.03 and should be ready by the end of February. With this new version of VTerm, we will also be offering Internet Starter Kits. This kit will include a US Robotics Sportster modem, a cable to connect your unit to the modem, the VTerm software, and a tape tutorial on getting started using the Internet with your Blazy Notetaker. Remember, Blazy Engineering has the King James translation of the Old and New Testament of the Holy Bible available in Grade 2 Braille files on computer disk and on our FTP site. There are 66 individual files contained on three disks, two disks for the Old Testament and a single disk for the New Testament. In all, these files take about 3.25 megabytes of memory. You can download these files yourself from our internet FTP site, blazy.com. Look in the directory /pub/books/bible, or call and ask to speak to Tom Lai. We can also send you a set. That's about it for this year's newsletter. We are always interested in hearing from you. Please write, fax, or email us with your questions or concerns. Thank you again, and good day.